Hello again, and welcome back to Easy Hypnosis, a Common Everyday Approach After Erickson. I'm Rob McNeely, and here we are in Module 2 with this pivotal consideration, something worth really exploring, right at the core of everything that we're creating here in this program, how to access resources. Okay, so as I mentioned in the last section, if we know what we're looking for, there's a greater chance we'll find it. But even if we know what we are looking for, where do we look? And how do we look? What can we do that's going to make it reliably relevant and useful so that we can get to where we're wanting to get to? When I was with Erickson, I think on the first occasion in 77, he said, when a client comes to see you, they always bring their own solution. Only they don't know that they bring their own solution. So have a very nice time helping a client to find the solution they brought that they didn't know that they brought. Now, this is a very typically Ericksonian communication, somewhat circular, roundabout, obvious in some ways and confusing in other ways. When I heard that, I was intrigued. I really liked the idea that when someone came, there was just something they're overlooking, something that they'd become disconnected from, something that they needed to learn. I really liked the idea of that, that the person was whole. They just somehow lost track of something. It's a very nice mood for me. But I was left with a new dilemma. Okay, they bring the solution, but how do we help them to find it? So then, as a way of accessing resources, I've found, and I'm inviting us all in our shared learning here, to explore what someone likes to do. And I found that this process of exploring what someone likes to do, found it to be a gold mine of resources, predictably useful and relevant. In fact, when someone's doing something they like to do, they've got everything that they need to deal with what might happen right there, just totally available to them. No matter what the problem might be that comes along, they're ready to deal with it. Doesn't necessarily mean it's comfortable or easy or that there won't be any problems. What it means that if they like something and there is something to deal with, then they will know that they can deal with it. Otherwise, they wouldn't like it. They would give it up. So, for example, if someone likes riding a bike, likes riding a bicycle, that doesn't mean they won't have a puncture, they won't have to push uphill, they won't fall off, they won't, doesn't mean they won't get hungry or thirsty or wet in the rain or cold or too hot. All of these potential dilemmas are part of the cycling. But the fact that someone likes that means that they've got what they need to deal with it. And if someone had the idea of cycling and they thought, oh, I can't fix a puncture, I don't want to fall off, you know, what do I do if I get too hot or too cold, if those problems were overpowering, they would not like cycling. They would not say that's something I like to do. They'd be more likely to avoid it. So exploring with someone what they like to do is a fantastic kind of conversation that can be so beautifully connecting for a client so that they can connect with the resources that they need. I had such a funny conversation with a young fella in a workshop 15 or so years ago. He was a teacher in his early 50s, and he liked going for an overseas trip in his summer vacation every year, and he would go to a place that he'd never been to before. He liked it, and he liked the fact that he didn't have any plans. He just arrived there and look around and find his way and find some accommodation, find what he wanted to do, where to go. It was like an adventure. And the fact that it was unknown to him was, in fact, a core part of his liking of it. So anyhow, once he told me about that, he then said, well, the problem I've got is that I'm at a particular stage in my career in teaching that I don't know whether I should just see my time out and retire eventually, or whether I should go back to the university and get a postgraduate degree and specialise in some way. Should I get some business skills so that I can become a principal or move up through the hierarchy of the school system? He'd never been in the situation before, and he didn't know what to do. It was a problem to him. And as he was talking, he couldn't help but connect with what he'd said that he liked to do. A new situation, not knowing what to do, an adventure. And once he saw that that is what he liked to do, the dilemma that he was in with his career just really it dissolved in front of our eyes. It was something wonderful to see. But anyhow, this was in a hypnosis program, so I said, well, we could stop here, but this is a hypnosis program, so we better go through and do the session. So just for the sake of the process, we went through it, and I think the hypnosis added something to the texture of experience, of the depth and breadth of the relief. But I wanted to share that story with you just to make one. It was a very dramatic change in his experience simply by getting a conversation around what he liked and connecting with these resources. I've also found that when we ask someone what they like to do, there's something about the experience of talking about something they like lifts their mood. Everybody likes talking about what they like to do. It's just a natural human thing. And it's as if somehow talking about that, there's more of them available to deal with whatever's there. Somehow in the mood of connecting with their likes, connecting with that mood, anyone seems to have the experience of being generally enabled. They are what we could call resourced up. And so this mood is very nice for them, for us, and also it can be a delightful place for us to begin a hypnotic experience. And we'll explore this in detail later, but just to preempt that, you know, if we can ask someone what they like to do and ask them to focus on it and get absorbed in it, well, we've got the beginnings of a hypnotic experience, but one that's familiar to them, that they enjoy, that's going to be relevant to them as an individual. So, how to explore this? What I'm inviting you to do is to, with a client, a colleague, ask them what they like to do. And another question that we can ask on top of that, what is it that you like about that? If we ask someone what do you like to do and they like cycling, some people, when we say what do you like to do, what is it about that you like, some people say it's they like being out in the open air, some people say they like the exercise to keep fit, some people say they like the companionship of riding with someone else, other people will say they like to ride by themselves so that it gives them some space. So finding out just what it is that someone likes about what they like can be a beautiful addition to the exploration of who they are and can predictably, usefully look to find the resource that might be missing. So the further invitation is for you, so see what you can, what variations can you make? What have you been doing lately that's been fun? What have you been doing recently that if you thought, oh, if I could do more of this, this would be great? So what was enjoyable? What was satisfying? What was pleasing? So play with some variations on that. But if you would try this with a friend, a colleague, or a client, and just notice the change in the mood, change in the experience that that your friend, colleague, or client has when you ask this question, and notice their response. Now, of course, if you want to jump ahead, you can then say, okay, well, if you want to do some hypnosis, if you have a friend, colleague, or client who's willing to play with some hypnosis, you could start with to go on to the next step and jump ahead of what we're playing with here and say, well, let's go cycling, let's go for a walk through the bush, let's do whatever you like to do, let's do that and get focused and get absorbed, and then we can ratify the changes and so on that we've been exploring. But we'll get to that in more detail later. For the moment, if you would, just see what happens when you ask this question. What do you like? What do you like about that? And if you would, make some comments, leave some comments on the site so that you can get clearer in yourself what you've discovered about this, and so that others can read what you've said and learn from that too as a way of sharing and learning. So thanks, and enjoy the play.